Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been diagnosed or someone in your family diagnosed with cancer? If so, would you like to learn more about how to deal with this type of diagnosis? Are you wondering what you need to do, right away? Can you imagine connecting with someone who has already gone through cancer diagnosis? She can tell you what you need to do right away, and she can help you work your way through the medical maze that exists with cancer diagnosis. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions that you have. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is best described as inventive, brave, compassionate, and relentless. She is genuinely interested in the well-being of others. At one of the most critical moments of her life, a cancer diagnosis, it was these qualities that pulled her through. When diagnosed, she left her long and successful real estate career and committed herself to working in the medical industry. She knew that knowledge was power and key to successfully managing cancer. It would bring her closer to the abundant worldwide resources of physicians and research. She wanted a clear medical treatment path that would not destroy her health in the process and if and when it was time to undergo treatment. 6 years of reading medical and scientific research, attending consultations, receiving treatment protocols, and relying on her instincts resulted in a cure for both of her cancers. During these years, she found the time to help other cancer patients fulfill their needs, whether it was a hotel room for the night or a nutritional drink to regain strength. These seemed like small requests that could easily be granted while she was undergoing chemotherapy. One day it occurred to her that with all the office full of books, file drawers, research papers, the contacts she made, what she needed to do was to write a book about cancer. One that would help from a patient's perspective, that not only covered the emotional factors involved, but defined cancer in a way a layperson could understand. She tackled difficult medical terminology and discussed various tests. She worked on the book when she was in stage 4 cancer during the latter years of her cancer treatment. It was the culmination of her determination and will to live that made this book a reality. With friends met along the way in the medical industry, with the collaboration of key physicians, her first book, Got Cancer, Now What? A Layperson's Guide for the Newly Diagnosed, has just been released. I am so pleased to welcome to our show today Denise Messenger. Hello, Denise. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, January. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
Oh, I so looked forward to having you on the show. Would you share with my listeners how old you were and what two types of cancer you were diagnosed with?
I was 51 years old, and that was in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I was a full-time, I was working full-time. I was a mother.
Uh-huh.
And I was diagnosed with breast cancer and chronic lymphocytic leukemia, CLL.
Wow. Now, were you diagnosed with both cancers at the same time, or was it within a short period?
Both at the same time.
Wow.
The good news was they both were slow growing.
Uh-huh.
So I had time to do the proper research and to make my treatment decisions.
Okay. Now, when you were diagnosed, how did you go about doing the research? Obviously, there weren't books like yours out in the market then, were there?
No. There were lots and lots of books. So
uh-huh.
I purchased them and I read them.
Uh-huh.
And out of every single book, I was able to find some information that pertained to what I needed to address. I also did extensive research on the internet. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of scientific and medical journals.
Okay.
And I consulted with physicians worldwide and practitioners.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And how long did it take you to get rid of both your cancers?
I did one at a time.
Oh, okay.
So I took on the breast cancer first.
Uh-huh.
I had the lump surgically removed.
Okay.
Did not do chemotherapy or radiation because it was not found in my lymph nodes.
Okay.
I chose to do alternative methods to strengthen my body. Pretty much figured out that I needed to protect my immune system
mm-hmm.
to assist in fighting the CLL.
Okay.
If I did toxic and difficult regime on the breast cancer, I may not have made it through the CLL.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, that was a big decision. That was a big decision to forego the traditional treatment, wasn't it?
Against my oncologist's recommendations.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's, we hear so much out there now about Suzanne Summers, who has gone through this and has written books about her path. How did your family feel when you decided to forego the traditional treatments?
Like most families,
uh-huh.
very upset.
yeah, I can imagine that. Now
yeah.
looking back 6 years later, there's a happy ending, but boy, that must have been so difficult for you to make that decision and for your family. You know, Denise,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a break and we'll hear from our sponsor. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your website, how people can get your book, and what you did to keep a positive attitude during these 6 years of your cancer treatment. We'll be right back with Denise Messenger.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes. when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
This is January Jones welcoming you back with my guest, Denise Messenger. And she is the author of a fantastic book called Got Cancer, Now What? Denise, could you share with us your website information and where people can get your book?
Yes, the website for the book, and there's a lot of information on there, is www.gotcancernowwhat.com.
Okay.
And the book is sold, it's all over the Internet. It's on Amazon, it's a Kindle, it's a Nook, it's everywhere.
Good. And I must comment that the title is a killer title, Got Cancer, Now What? It just says it all. A Layperson's Guide for the Newly Diagnosed. Terrific title, and the website, I recommend it highly. Excuse me. It's fantastic. She's got reviews, downloads, press releases, her biography, guest appearances, and articles. And we are so excited at Successimo because we're looking forward to Denise becoming a success coach with us and sharing this fantastic information with all of our subscribers. Now, when you talk about a positive attitude through 6 years of various treatments while looking for a second cure. Share with us what kind of treatments you did since you did not do the traditional treatments.
Well, I actually did alternative medicine.
Okay.
And then when I was a stage 4 cancer patient, I ended up doing a traditional treatment protocol, but it wasn't as toxic as a lot of them can be.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I did not lose my hair. I never had a sick day. I was never nauseated.
Uh-huh.
And I went from 116 pounds back up to my normal weight within, probably 5 months.
Okay. So that helped. Now, what type could you share with us some of the, Denise, we have a caller from California with a question for you. Let me just put them on. Hello, caller. Welcome. Do you have a question for Denise?
Yes. Hi, this is Francis.
Hi.
And my niece, who is out in the Pacific, in Palau, has told me about a graviola tree, and you boil the leaves. They're called soursop, and it acts as a cancer cell-killing drink. Have you ever heard of it or know anything about that?
Okay,
no.
Caller, we'll have Denise answer, and you can hang up and listen to her answer, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hi, thank you for the call. I have not heard of that drink, and I don't know, you know, the health status of your niece, but I always recommend that you hire an experienced practitioner in the alternative medicine field to help her with, you know, with whatever stage she's in.
Now, where do you find this alternative practitioner?
Well, there's an association, it's called CAM, C-A-M, and they're on the internet. And they have a list of practitioners in all the states.
Okay.
And that would be a good place to start.
Okay.
I don't know if it's CAM.com or org.
Okay.
It's the Complementary Alternative Therapies Association.
Okay. So there's something out there in Micronesia called soursop graviola that we need to look into and check that out. And check with your practitioner, and we could follow up on that. Now, when you started with your treatment, what kind of alternative things did you do?
For the breast cancer, I took a lot of different supplements. It was pretty daunting, actually. I probably had over 60 a day.
Wow.
They were herbs and vitamins. I, you know, detoxification is very important for the body because of the toxins that have built up in your system, which then lower your immune system.
Okay.
So I did the infrared sauna and took some other supplements to help in detoxification. I went on an organic diet.
Okay.
I was juicing.
Uh-huh.
I changed my entire lifestyle, made sure that all chemicals were out of my house, went to green products.
Okay.
And most important thing is good nutrition with whole foods. You absolutely have to eat whole foods and get rid of all the refined foods.
So we've heard this before. If you go to the supermarket, you're supposed to shop on the outer areas because those were all the real food is, and that if you find anything that has a label and you can't pronounce the word, it's probably not good for you, right?
Right. Yeah. And, of course, I've been an organic eater from the day I was diagnosed. And I hired a nutritionist. So your entire body's sick. Everything, your mind, body, and soul. I pretty much figured out over the years that it takes persistence, using your intuition, networking, and knowledge to overcome cancer.
Wow.
And I call it being in the pink. P for persistence, I for intuition, N for networking, and K for knowledge.
Oh,
and it's
wonderful.
Really one of the two very important elements in achieving success with cancer. The second element, of course, is nourishing and sustaining the human spirit. You know, our lives are created by our thoughts. What you think is what you become, and that takes us back to thinking positively. You know, because our emotions impact our life experiences. And because of this, when the physical body breaks down and we experience fear, and that's always comes in when you're diagnosed with cancer,
totally.
It can further degrade your physical illness. So it's so important to learn how to manage that fear, because once the fear diminishes, then it brings you peace. Because as long as you're in fear, as long as it remains, the fear of failure, you know, it'll just bring you more suffering.
Right, right. Now, when we say pink, we mean persistence, and I was...
Intuition. Yeah.
Intuition.
Networking and knowledge.
Oh, those are wonderful suggestions. We're going to take a break and have another commercial. And when we come back, Denise, I want to talk a little bit with you about divine intervention in your cancer cure. We'll be right back with Denise Messenger.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest, Denise Messenger, the author of Got Cancer, Now What? Denise, when you were going through your cure, share with us any thoughts you had about divine intervention that helped you.
Well, you have to have faith in that there's something that exists in the world larger than yourself. Uh-huh. And, you know, many people are of different faith. And I think it's just so important because it strengthens your entire being and your soul. I listen to my inner voice uh-huh. as well, and of course use my intuition. But I also needed to believe in what I was doing. My belief system had to be so ingrained in me that regardless of what others thought and who tried to influence me in doing certain treatments,
uh-huh.
nothing could crack my personal code.
Okay.
Once I made a decision.
Wow. Wow. Tell me, why do you think some people have the will to fight like you did and others don't? They seem to give up when they're in a death situation.
That's an excellent question. I think it has to do with their past life experiences
uh-huh.
and if they've resolved old issues. It's like in my past, I've had, you know, heartbreak and childhood experiences that I've
uh-huh.
had to overcome, just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow along the way, my self-esteem and positive attitude toward life stayed intact.
Okay.
So we have the choice. We can be happy or we can be unhappy.
Uh-huh.
Some will say that in adversity, depression sometimes can follow, but people still can choose to fight, or they can just give in.
Yeah.
It's said that when people are experiencing a crisis,
uh-huh.
90% will handle it and make it through, but there's
yeah.
always going to be that 10% that never recover.
Oh, that's sad, but it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what do you consider the most important thing a person can do when they're faced with an adversity such as cancer or some other illness?
Don't be afraid
uh-huh.
to ask for help and advice. You know, sometimes in our own pain, we kind of want to run and hide.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I believe it takes a village to pull through
right.
a serious event in our lives, and there's people out there who have the experience and they really want to help. choose never to take the easy way out, no matter what challenges come up,
mm-hmm.
and just never, ever give up.
And I think it also says a lot for you, Denise, that you were so creative and proactive in regards to alternative medicine and research. Changed your life, didn't it?
It sure did. I mean, my passion.
And now you have discovered your wonderful passion. Your creative writing is a
mm-hmm.
gift we all will enjoy and share with others. I am so thrilled that we will be sharing you at successimo.com with all of our many subscribers. And I so do look forward to having you back on the show with us in the future. And again, share your website information for all my listeners, please.
www.gotcancernowwhat.com. Same name as my book, Got Cancer, Now What.
Great book. I highly recommend it. And thank you, Denise, so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Now, my guest next week will be Daniel Whitman, and I'm looking forward to presenting his fantastic story. He will amaze, amuse, and he will astonish you. Be sure to catch all of my interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments are welcome. If you are interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to the website, www.successimo.com. That's SUCCESSIMO. You can look it over and you can sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upwards too. You can also be a guest on my show, and I would love to share you with all of my listeners and subscribers. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Yes, it's positively brilliant, and it's easy to implement anytime, anywhere. So for now, dear listeners, I want you all to stop whining. I want you to start smiling. And start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Denise Messenger, the author of Got Cancer, Now What? This is January Jones thanking all of you for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing Successimo stories.